Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Somatic Healing Sessions. This is session 11. I'm Rachel Chase, the podcast creator and your guide for these healing sessions. So, up until now, we have gone on a journey together through the energy body, through grounding, through holding space for emotions. And right now we are experiencing a lot of emotions, I'm noticing. Or at least let's say emotions are coming up to be felt, whether we feel them or not is a choice, whether we choose to allow ourselves the space to bring them up, to be released, to be breathed through or not. It's up to us whether we do that or not. And the consequences for not feeling our emotions are quite great. All that suppression ends up creating a lot of frustration in the body vessel, a lot of pent up stress and tightening and gripping, all those contracted feelings in the body tend to be from an overdose of stress or trauma in the body. And over time, will create complex physical ailments, perhaps, pain, perhaps. Sense of feeling disconnected and a feeling that things are just too much and overwhelming because of this stuck energy in the body. And we don't necessarily always know that we're doing that. You know, it can be quite an unconscious thing that happens. So today's healing session is about creating space. What can happen when we suppress those emotions? You know, in the beginning, we're doing it to protect ourselves, and it's too uncomfortable, it's too painful. Maybe we're children and we're living with adults who are taking care of us, but they don't know how to feel their emotions, and maybe they don't know how to teach us how to just feel, because emotions are scary. But really, emotions are nothing to be afraid of. We're just taught that they're scary because they can feel overwhelming. And overwhelm sends a trigger to the fight, flight, freeze part of the brain that it's like an instinctual reaction that's perceived as I'm not safe. Because as a child, when we're overwhelmed and confused, it's usually because we're in an environment that is overwhelming and confusing, other people's energy, their emotions, and maybe those adults didn't know how to help us feel safe. Or maybe we were just in situations that were really unsafe. So for all of these possibilities, so many possible reasons why as a child, the feeling of unsafety in the body may go untended to, right? So many reasons why that's possible. But then, okay, so now we're adults and here we are. Here we are with this pattern. It's a physiological sensory pattern that's happening in the body, a lack of safety, a feeling of not being safe inside. And so I want you to get curious for a moment with me about where you sense that feeling in your body of feeling unsafe. And notice what, just notice. We're not here to judge it or analyze it. We're just noticing what that feels like, the sensation of it, the sensory. Maybe it's a wobbly feeling. Maybe it's a fluttering. Maybe it's a constriction. Maybe it's a tightness. Maybe it's a heaviness. Maybe it's a feeling of dropping or falling, or, you know, these are all sensory experiences of not feeling safe. The body doesn't feel safe. There's a trigger here that happens. So we're looking at that, and I'd like you to take a deep breath right now and let your body kind of release, just release some tension, maybe in the jaw, open the mouth, move the neck, shake the body, move the spine, breathe in deeply through the nose and slowly out the mouth. Relax your shoulders. Drop the tension in the belly and the back and the buttocks and the legs if you can, even if it's just a little bit. Just see if you can, release a little bit of that tension. Because as I'm talking about these things, it's probably being picked up by your energy, and your body is going, oh, yeah, I don't really like thinking about all that stuff. Feeling overwhelmed and all of that. So that breath creates some space when you're triggered in the moment. You see, triggers are nothing to be afraid of. They're just reminders, they're just a mirror of the past, just a little signal. Maybe it's a big signal, I know. Maybe it can feel quite big. But it's a signal nonetheless, just a signal from your body that says, oh, yeah, I remember what that's like. It feels like this thing from the past. It's a familiar feeling that your body goes back to automatically when you don't feel safe. Even if there's no rational reason, even if they're intellectually, you look at the situation from the outside and you say, well, there's no reason to not feel safe. I'm safe there, just here in my living room. But there's this little thing in there, the fear part of the brain there. It's really not a fear part of the brain. Let me take that back. Fear is unnecessary most of the time. But there's a program there. It's deep in our subconscious. And we actually can shed light on that and dissolve that, dissolve the fear, the way that the fear affects us, let's say. We can have a new relationship with it. So take a breath with that with me. And we're just going to do this space creating exercise together, because what is required is a practice, an ongoing, consistent practice of creating space inside. There's a metaphor that we learn, many of us students of mindfulness practice, a metaphor from who knows, maybe it's an ancient metaphor, but how I heard it was from my teacher, who was a student of Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Zen Buddhist monk, a great teacher, as you may know. And so here's this metaphor that I really love, and I'm going to share it with you. So just imagine there's a little puddle of water down on the ground. And it's like a teeny little puddle. It's just a little small puddle of water. And all of a sudden, a stone falls on that puddle of water and just splashes all the water everywhere and disrupts the whole puddle, and it's a big feeling of whoosh. All that water rushes out. It's a big, big, big feeling. And so that's sort of the process that we go through in the beginning when we're working with our reactivity. This is has to do with triggers. This has to do with those intense emotions and what to do with them. So that puddle splashing is like that intensity. It's like that everything feels so big. You know, the information, the surprises, the things coming out of left field, the things happening that were unplanned, the sense that I don't have it figured out, what am I going to do? All that kind of stuff, all these disappointments and confusing things that happen, and you know, trying to figure things out. All that can feel very catastrophic. This is what's going on with that puddle and that rock. But the metaphor that Thich Nhat Hanh was using has to do with like, okay, so now you've got this puddle with this rock. But over time, as you continue to apply mindfulness to yourself, apply it in a way that acknowledges with compassion and tenderness and steadfastness that you're going to sit with it and be with it and breathe through it and allow it and drop the fight against all the emotions. As you continue this process of being with it and allowing it and bringing in loving kindness, compassion, 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 and just freeing yourself from all that automatic reactivity, automatic, automatic, automatic. What's going to happen is you're going to create, instead of a little puddle with a rock that falls in it, you're going to become like a great, big, wide, vast lake inside. Giant, great, one of the Great Lakes. Great Lake. Because when that same rock plunks into that Great Lake, it is just like a teeny tiny little pebble. And it's just little ripples on the surface, that is just little ripples. And it just fades into the vast lake. You create this capacity, the great capacity of a great lake. You become this. And that's why we're creating space today. That's why we're going to create space inside. You're going to become that vast lake that can hold it all, with the ability, with this over time, you get more resilient. And resilience isn't just like guarded against things. That's not resilience. Resilience is the ability to absorb and allow and be with, and this happens, and then okay, well, all right, maybe that sort of wasn't what I expected, but I'm bending like a willow with that, and rather than breaking and falling down or getting completely thrown out of my puddle, I can bend like that willow. I can just let the ripples flow through the vast lake. And in that way, you're more able to create healthier boundaries for yourself too. You're able to be with your emotions and ride them through the moment. And come back to that place inside of yourself that is steady. That's a steady place where there's some space, where not it's not a cacophony of the world and voices in your head and all of that. It's just some space, a reprieve that exists inside of you. And think of that not just in your mind, but in your body. Your body is your mind. Your body and mind are one, they're connected. And I know that we can also say, well, yeah, but the body is just operating in this. Yeah, it's just a tool. It's just a vehicle. You know, my soul is over. But listen, while we're here in in this realm of 3D experience, we are souls. We are experiencing a human existence, and our bodies are a biological, energetic expression of, albeit finite in this reality, at this, for as much as we know now, that may change one day. But this is what's going on. Our bodies are an expression of ourselves. Our souls, our consciousness expresses through the body. So somatic healing is about being aware of the consciousness of your being as being embodied. And so that's where we're creating the space, is inside of the body, so that the mind can settle down and feel safe down here in the body. When you feel safe down here in the body, the mind can calm down. So that lack of safety comes from all that constriction, from all the stress. So we have to undo that constriction on a cellular, on a myofascial level. Imagine that your cells are just relaxing. Imagine that your tissues are relaxing. The space between the fibers of your muscles are just opening up, and you're relaxing that. Just dropping the constriction where there's the squeezing or tightening. You're just dropping it. Imagine the space around your heart, any tightness there. Drop that. Release that. Let that go. Take a deep, deep breath in through your nose. And sigh slowly out your mouth. As you're breathing, notice the soles of your feet. As you're breathing, notice the feeling in the leg muscles, in your hips and belly and lower back. Feeling the breath moving into the back of the rib cage. Imagining the space opening up between each of the ribs as you breathe in deep and expand that rib cage, and exhale and relax it, soften and soften and soften every time you exhale. As you inhale next time, breathe up into the neck and the head and the arms, that whole space around your body opening up. And then when you exhale, it's just the softening and softening. And you do this everywhere throughout all the different parts of your body. Behind you, in front of you, beside you, inside you, creating this spaciousness with every breath, spaciousness. In your eyes, even in your forehead, in your brain, in the spaces between the brain and the skull. Space. As you create this space, and as you breathe deeply, You can feel the release of this pent up energy, the stuck energy that just been hanging around in there for a while, and that's okay. You might notice it as a sensation of pulsing or shaking, or twitching, maybe. As you create space, you're just releasing this energy. That's all. It's been sort of trapped. It's a block where the energy hasn't been able to move. That's what we mean by that. And if the energy is not able to move through those little spaces, it gets pushed up, pushed up, pushed up, pushed up. And then it's like creates all that tension of like, oh, squeezing so tight. So breathe into those areas that feel they need to release that tightness. And that expands it with the inhale. So it creates that nice extra little push. And then the exhale, drop, soften, let go, allow all your body to just go down into the earth. Let this planetary energy hold you now. Hold your body, cradling you as you breathe and release. And allow this loving, soothing, mothering energy of Earth to hold you and bring in just a feeling of strength inside of you, a feeling of strength. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And on this last breath, let out a long sigh, long sigh. Be with yourself. Be with yourself. Be with your feelings, with your body. Shower yourself with compassion right now, loving kindness. This is just a part of the process. No expectations of what any healing journey is ever going to provide for you, just allowing those processes to show you something, to provide you with an experience of connecting with yourself and being available to whatever is ready to happen on a healing level, on a soul level. Give it a chance, just give it a chance. Stay open, be curious, and ride that wave through your emotions when they come. There's always another side. There's always another side. And creating space is going to be the just vital in order to continue to be able to have that sense of safety inside when you need it. To be able to cultivate safety within, to be able to cultivate that capacity that you're growing for yourself. And you can grow into even more. Who knows what's possible? All right, so we're going to close this session with gratitude and compassion. And gently open your eyes if they're closed. Take a look around your space. Reorient yourself. Feel that you're in your body. Notice your feet. Move your fingers. Slowly stretch. Slowly come back to this moment in time. Do not get up quickly. Take your time arising. Stay in a restful position if you can and want to. Get some water, drink some water. Make sure you drink a nice big glass of water after this. And maybe even write down some insights about what you noticed in that session. And please, I invite you to share your insights with me at rachel@rachelchase.com. That's my email, rachel@rachelchase.com. Please send me your insights. I invite them. I'll also have some new downloadable meditations coming soon. I have a new online learning center that you can explore energy healing, and you can find that through rachelchase.com as well. And I am sending you so much love and blessings. This concludes Somatic Healing Sessions number 11. I'm Rachel Chase. Peace and blessings. See you next time.